It is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and if you have your Bible handy, I invite you to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at verses 8 through 17 in this class. So take your Bible, turn it to Luke, chapter 3, verses 8 through 17, and we're in the middle of a Sunday school lesson on the ministry of John the Baptist. This is a lesson that was prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of October 15th, 1922. And we'll be reading that text once again and then going over some of the comments that Elam made on this text as we proceed with our Radio Bible School. Now, the Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, let's read again Luke chapter 3. Actually, I'm going to read verses 7 through 17, and I want to make a note here for those that are keeping up with this. This is lesson 126 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. So I'm going to read from Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 17, and this is about John the Baptist. He said therefore to the multitudes that went out to be baptized of him, "Ye offspring of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham to our father.' For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." And the multitudes answered him, saying, "What then must we do?" And he answered and said unto them, "He that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath food, let him do likewise." And there came also publicans to be baptized. And they said unto him, "Teacher, what must we do?" And he said unto them, "Extort no more than that which is appointed you." And the soldiers also asked him, saying, "And we, what must we do?" And he said unto them, "Extort from no man by violence, neither accuse any one wrongfully, and be content with your wages." And as the people were in expectation, and all men reasoned in their hearts concerning John, whether haply he were the Christ, John answered, saying unto them all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but there cometh he that is mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, thoroughly to cleanse his threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire." Turning now to Elam's notes, Elam said in regard to Luke chapter 3 and verse 8, "If they will not obey God, as did their father, they must be cut off." In fact, there being the children of Abraham, with so great opportunities to know and to do God's will, instead of benefiting them, will sink them deeper into destruction, unless they repent and obey God. God was able to raise up of the stones at their feet children to Abraham. He was independent of them for servants or worshipers, but they were there, poor, lost sinners, and God's grace was ready to save them upon their repentance and in obedience in baptism. When the Jews judged themselves unworthy of eternal life, the gospel was declared to the Gentiles, and of other nations God raised up seed unto Abraham. Paul wrote about this in the book of Galatians. And I want to read to you Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. Paul said, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. There can be neither Jew nor Greek. There can be neither bond nor free. There can be no male and female. For you are all one man in Christ Jesus. And if ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise." So more important than being of the fleshly descent of Abraham is to be of the spiritual descent of Abraham. And to be of the spiritual descent of Abraham, we walk in the steps of that faith of Abraham our father. And the steps that Abraham took was to trust and obey. And that is what we must do. Trust and obey. And when we obey him in baptism, we come up out of that water in Christ and part of the family of God. It is indeed a new birth. And Luke chapter 3 and verse 9, Elam said about the destruction that was coming to those that refused him, "This destruction is near. The axe, even now, lieth at the root of the trees, ready for the use of the woodman in cutting them down. Everyone is responsible for his own life and sins. All are compared to trees. Every tree that does not bring forth good fruit, worthy fruit, fruit worthy of repentance, will be cut down and cast into the fire." And then of Luke 3:10 through 14, Elam writes, "The multitudes ask him what they must do to bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. He who had two coats must impart to him that had none. He who had meat must do likewise. The publicans, that is, the tax gatherers, must exact no more than is due. The soldiers must do violence to no one, accuse none falsely, and be content with their wages. He warned each against the peculiar temptations to which his position exposed him, and exhorted each to serve faithfully in his place. He instructed his disciples to other religious duties as well." In Matthew 9 and verse 11, we see that he instructed them concerning fasting. In Luke 11 and verse 1, we see that John instructed his disciples concerning prayer. Now, in regard to Luke chapter 3 and verse 15, Elam wrote, "The whole nation was in expectation that God would send them a wise deliverer who would free them from Roman bondage and gather together the scattered Jews into a kingdom of peace and prosperity in their own land." John's earnest, fervent preaching, his denunciation of sin, and the widespread influence of his work caused the people to wonder in their hearts if he were not the Christ. The Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask John if he were that prophet, and he said he was not, and he told them who he was. We read about this in the book of John, chapter 1, beginning in verse 19. "This is the witness of John, when the Jews sent unto him from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, 'Who art thou?' And he confessed and denied not." And he confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said therefore unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give answer to them that send us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said Isaiah the prophet." And they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, "Why then baptizest thou, if thou art not the Christ, neither Elijah, neither the prophet. John answered them, saying, I baptized in water. In the midst of you standeth one whom you know not, even he that cometh after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. John said, I baptize in water. The footnote says, with water. As we see from the prepositions used in the book of Mark, it was into the water, into the Jordan. John was baptizing. Now, as John overwhelmed them with water, so also Christ would overwhelm them with the Spirit. We read about this in John 3 and verse 16. Here are Elam's notes. John knew their thoughts and answered that he was not the Christ by telling them that he baptized with water. But there was to be one mightier than he, the latchet of whose shoes he was not worthy to unloose, and that he would baptize them in the Holy Spirit and fire. Unloosing one's shoe lacets was a humble service. Slaves among Jews, Greeks, and Romans put on, took off, and carried the shoes of their master. It may have been done sometimes as a voluntary and humble service. John considered himself unworthy to do this for Jesus. He was the friend of the bridegroom and was happy to sustain that relationship to Jesus. And he said, Christ must increase while he must decrease. John 3:29-30. Christ overwhelmed their souls in the Holy Spirit as John had baptized their bodies in water. And this came to pass on the day of Pentecost, just after Christ's ascension. In Acts chapter 1, he ascended, and in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came on the apostles. And then at the household of Cornelius, there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon those representing the Gentiles. In Acts chapter 10:44-47 and 11:15, it seems clear from verse 17, and from the omission of the baptism of fire from the promise of Jesus when he was speaking to his disciples alone of the Holy Spirit in Acts 1:4-5, that burning the chaff with unquenchable fire is the baptism of fire. Let me read that to you again from Luke chapter 3. It says in verse 16 that he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and in fire. And Luke 3:17 says, whose fan is in his hand, thoroughly to cleanse the threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire. Elam says Jesus came with a winnowing fan in his hand. This was a shovel with which the wheat and the chaff together, after they had been tramped out by the beast, were thrown up before the wind, which blew out the chaff, while the wheat fell down of itself. Jesus came to the Jews as the seed of Abraham, the Son of God. Some accepted him, others rejected him. Those who accepted him were wheat. The rest were chaff to be destroyed. So at the end of the world, the good, the wheat, will be gathered to the garner of eternal salvation, and the wicked, the chaff, will be burned with unquenchable fire. That's the baptism in fire. Jesus is a great separator. He separated the traditions from the doctrines and the commandments of men. And he separated the tradition and doctrine and commandments of men from the Word of God. He separated the seed of the kingdom and gave the world the pure gospel. He separated the church from the world. And he will separate at the judgment the good from the bad in their places of eternal abode. That's the end of this class session. If you have a chance, visit us at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ and keep your Bible handy for the next time we have the Warren County Radio Bible School.